he was done for you. And if he did it before, he would do it again. He have no respect to person. God loves you, saints of God. Why could they not see God? Why many times in our crisis we cannot see God? This is because fear have a mission to accomplish in the life of its captors. See, that's the mission of fear. To turn you away from God. To turn you away from your perspective. Your purpose. You see, fear in that mission of fear come to attack our faith in God. They were walking by faith. They were walking by sight, not by faith. Because it said, they lifted up their eyes and saw the Egyptian army coming. So that's it's like we be sometimes, thanks to God. We be walking smoothly. Like Wayne said, Monday, Tuesday, and part of Wednesday. Smooth sailing. But then all of a sudden, the wind start blowing. The waves start hitting. The boat start rocking. The punches start knocking you down. But you got to believe, thanks to God, hold on. Hold on. Because God got your back. You see, they saw the army coming. They gave up in despair and cried out in fear. Don't cry out in fear. Whatever's going on in your life, saints of God, don't cry out in fear. Cry out in faith. That is what happens to so many of us in the time of crisis. We get into fear and lose perspective of the presence and the power of God who delivered us. What we need to understand is that fear and faith cannot dwell in the same heart. If we trust God, there's no need to fear what life may throw at us because God's presence is always with us. That's just like vinegar and oil. It cannot mix. You can stir it and stir it and stir it, but eventually it's going to separate. Light and darkness. One going to overcome the other. Well, he said you can't serve two masters. Either you love one and hate the other. They're just like fear and faith. You can't live in the same, dwell in the same place, thanks to God. You got to let one go. You got to either let faith go or you got to let fear go. But I'm here today telling you, saints of God, let fear go and hold on to faith. David said it this way in Psalms 23:4. Yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You see, saints of God, even when you're walking through the valley of shadow of death, God is powerful and big enough to comfort you through that situation that you're going through. When there's no fear, you can feel the presence of God in the time of crisis. Fear comes to give you a distorted view of your past and your situation. That's all fear does. The bad things in your life, I guarantee that fear don't show you the good thing that happened to you, but the bad thing to get you thinking, oh man, to get you depressed. That's all fear does. You see, they could only see one result of their situation. They was going to die. They could not see themselves being delivered They could not see God working in their life. All they could see was the grave. Because the Red Sea, the mountains, and Pharaoh. We might be in that same predicament, saints of God. Only thing you can see is the grave. But don't give up. Even if you have 1 foot in the grave and 1 foot on a banana peel at the up on, no. Hold on, grab on. I don't care if it's a root of grass. Hold on, saints of God, hold on. Because eventually, that slippery banana peel, it's going to stop. Because God's going to intervene. Hold on. Don't let go. Fear comes to confuse us on what the will of God is. Fear prevents them from seeing that they was in a place God had prepared for them. They was there not because Moses had misled them, but this was the place where God had guided them. Fear comes to replace our fear. Come to replace our furious prayer with filing or grumbling and complaint. We can do that. We can grumble and we can complain about this. It makes us grumble. Oh, I wish I had this. I should have had that. Or why they can get this and I can't. See, all that's fear. So instead of praying about their situation in order to get guidance from God, they complained God, they complained to God and blamed Moses for their situation. Are we in that situation, saints of God? Are we doing that? Are we blaming everybody else of ourselves? Like I said before, when you point one finger at someone, three of them pointing back at you. Stop blaming others and start trusting God. Instead of looking up to God and faith through fierce prayer, they look back to Egypt through the violent grumbling and complaint in Exodus 14 and 12. You see, fear comes to attack our memories of the faithfulness of God in the past. Fear have not only given us a distorted view of their situation, but it also gives them a distorted memory. That's what fear do to you. Always bringing up the bad things in your life. Always bringing up the failures in your life. Like I said, I guarantee you, they don't bring up the good. It always bring up that bad. I told you so. Or you should have known. Then they tell you. Or with the thought, I can't. But like I always tell you, saints of God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. 4:13, Philippians 4:13. You can do all things. Like I said, when I got the phone call, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I don't know. But I had to, you know, take my own medicine. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen. See, fear had the Egyptians saying, we were better off in bondage to Pharaoh. What poor memory they had. See, fear, that's what does to us, what it does to us if we let it. It'll bring it back. Man, I'd rather be just not saved. I'd rather be in the world doing like they're doing better than we are, than the believers. That's what fear get in your mind. That's what make you think. Why am I being a believer, why am I going to church every Sunday? Why am I standing on God's word and this happened to me? When Joe Blow over there ain't ain't stepped a foot in the church, haven't believed, haven't received, but yet and still, he living high on the hog. But don't look at that, saints of God, because that going to pass away. In the end, look for the end result. That day, eternal life with Christ. They didn't remember that God had punished Egypt and delivered them with great power could see them through this situation. You see, in time of crisis, we need to remember the faithfulness of God in our life in the past and in the present, believing the same God would do something good for us again. Not only look back in the past, but look at the present moment. And look, matter of fact, take a step further, look to the future. Because if he did it before, he'll do it again. We have the example of David, who was able to conquer fear by believing in the same God that kept him saved from the paws of the lions and bear to deliver him from Goliath. Fear comes to blindfold us about the love of God has for us. That's what fear does, saints of God. It blindfolds us so we can see the goodness of God. See, they fear distort their views, and they could not only see the great love God had for them, and they could not see God working in their situation because they were blinded by fear. Number three, the measure against fear. How do we overcome fear so that we may see God working in our situation? We can learn from the life of Moses, who also saw what they saw and experienced what they experienced. But his reaction and confession was different. So in other words, thanks to God, don't act like the world act. Don't panic. But stand still and see to be different salvation of the Lord. Your reaction as a believer should be different from the unbeliever. You shouldn't be acting like the world. You shouldn't have that concept. You should be transferred. You're a new creation. You shouldn't have that concept what the world saying. See, Moses was able to believe God who delivered them from Egypt and promised to take them to the promised land. Are you standing on God's word? Are you believing that God will do what he said? Do you believe God is going to take you through your promised land? It's left up to you, saints of God, to believe. For his word and refusal to remove by what he saw or heard. See, we got to believe the word of God and refuse to have fear enter into our life. Exodus 14:13, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more forever. That's the same promise, saints of God. Don't fear. It's if the word of God, stand on that word. You got to stand on that word. No matter what's going on around you, you can be up here drowning, about to drown. But don't fear. Don't panic, saints of God. Because God has your back. See, I've identified the fear and resist it by confessing is what in what God do, saints of God. We got to identify the fear and resist it. Any fear that rises up, we got to resist it and confess that God can bring me through. and God will bring me through. In order for us to see God working in our life, we must not be afraid of life's circumstances. Moses had to deal with this fear before he could take them any further. See, that's what God is saying, saints of God. Get rid of that fear. How can I work in your life when you're living in fear? How can I work in your life when you're operating in fear instead of faith? You got to stand still and get rid of and refuse the fear in your life. I myself, I'm guilty of it sometimes. I'm not perfect. But I can say that I'm growing each and every day, standing more and more on God's word and what he can do. We all got to do that, saints of God. I'm still growing. You see, Moses had to deal with their fear before he could take them any further. He had a choice of allowing fear to dominate our life or to trust God and walk in faith. 2 Timothy 1 and 7, which I already had read. God have given us a spirit of power to deal with any life crisis with faith and perseverance. God has given the spirit of a sound mind so that we don't lose our mind in a time of crisis. We are to fear not. Fear not, because God would bring you through. See, hand over to God, but let him know that you are helpless without him. Hand over that situation to God. Don't try to deal with it. Don't try to let man deal with it. Let God deal with it, the situation. Sometimes we call a friend or call a family member before we call on God sometimes. Hand the situation over to God. Whatever you're going through, hand it over right now. Lord, I hand it over to you. Whatever situation you're going through, saints of God, just hand it over to God right now. Give it over to God. You see, before we can walk in faith, I'm going to repeat that again. We must be able to stand in faith before we can walk in faith. When we are in a crisis, we need to be strengthened in order to walk in faith. Like Isaiah 40 and 31, I already read that. While we are standing, God is renewing our faith. While we are standing, God is renewing our strength. In time of crisis, sometimes we just need to stand still and hand over to God to take action. We saw the example of Jehoshaphat, who turned his fear over to God in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6 through 12. When you get time, just read that. Deliver a faith that can see the invisible beyond the nature. They could not see God working if they was afraid. And we cannot either. If we are afraid, saints of God, we cannot see the hands of God working in our life. And if we will not see him working in our crisis, when we are afraid, we are living in fear. When we look to our faith and depend upon the Lord, he will strengthen our heart. When we look to our faith and depend upon the Lord, he will strengthen our mind. When we look to our faith and depend upon the Lord, he will strengthen our will. When we look to our faith and depend upon the Lord, he will strengthen our emotion. Confess your victory over the crisis through faith in the word of God, saints of God. Moses declared to them that they would not see the Egyptian again forever. He confessed their victory and declared it to be a total and permanent disasterful. That it's gone. So declare, saints of God, unto God. Turn it over to God and confess that that situation in your life is totally and permanently gone. If you got sickness, confess it and believe it, that it's totally and permanently gone. You see, Moses did it, and we can too, and we should do it. See, God has given us the victory over every situation and challenge our life through the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to believe and confess it, and we shall have what we say. In closing, thanks to God, we cannot see the presence of God in our crisis until we follow the example of Moses. Cast out the fear, hand it over unto God, see the invisible salvation of the Lord, and believe in and confess our victory in Christ Jesus. No matter what come our way, our God is able. We need not fear. We need to stand still, and when we stand still, we will see that God is still on the throne. May God have a blessing to his word. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, most gracious God, we just come once again, Father God. We just thank you for the word, Father God. And we ask, and Father God, let the word fall on fertile ground, Father God. We ask, and Father God, let the eyes and ears be opened, Father God, to your word. Father God, we come right now denouncing fear in each and every one of life that are on the sound of my voice, Father God. Help us to walk in faith and not by sight, oh God. And we be careful to give you all the honor, praises, and the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.